and them girls growing up and the others that was growing around here with my youngins.
So you wouldn't separate them?
No, I wouldn't even separate a bit of that because that's a kind of on a selfish line.
Well, what do you call your brother's son? He's your...
nephew.
And what do you call a child whose father and mother are dead?
I call them orphaned childs.
And now, where do they live?
They live in the around and about with the people that they can be placed in their homes and in the orphan home.
And what do you call the person who looks after the orphan?
We call them the father and mother of the orphan home.
Would you ever call it something like the guard?
No, we call them the custodians of the children up there.
Well, what's the angel you hear about that's supposed to look after you? The what angel?
The guardian angel, but now you know old Lucas was an angel and God threw him out of the group because he was so mean.
Well, would you still call him a guardian angel?
No, he ain't a guardian angel. He's the devil.
But he was.
He was. He was appointed an angel, but he's the devil now. Now that's who's doing it, who is the devil, is that man.
I didn't know exactly what his name was before he got thrown out. What do you call all the people, like all your family, your cousins and...
Well, I call my first cousins. My sister's sisters, and I call my nieces and nephews. That's what I call them.
But all of them together are called your what?
Family.
And so if a woman had a party and invited all the people she's related to, you'd say she asked all
her relatives.
And then what about if you said, well, she has the same, if you're talking about somebody that you barely knew, that was named McAllister, and I said, now is she a relative of yours? And you said, no, she has the same name I had, but I'm actually what? If you were no.
Yeah, I was a McAllister. Well, now some of them marries into the McAllister family, you see.
Well, if there was a woman who I said, now she looked like you, and she had the same name you had. And you say, oh no, she's no what?
No kin to me. Well, there is, Elmore, if it's not no kin to me.
Well, what do you call a person who comes into town and doesn't know anybody there? Nobody knows him?
A stranger.
Would it make any difference how far he came from?
Well, no, they come a long ways. They come from over in Japan and they're strangers till they learn where we're a learner song.
What, would you ever use the word foreign?
Foreigner, yes, sir, you can call the Japs foreigner. But now we've got people mixed and mingled with this kind of people over here with the Japs, and they back over here, and so you can just say they come from afar off to be here.
Well, what were the two sisters in the Bible whose house Jesus stayed at?
Mary's and Martha's.
And have you ever heard a name for Helen, but it would be a short name for Helen? It would start with an N?
Nora?
It would be sort of like Nora, but Net?
Nan.
What about Nell?
Nanny? Yeah, there's Nanny, there's Nana, and there's Nora.
And what do you call a male goat?
Vinegar.
And who wrote the first of the four Gospels?
Paul wrote one, Matthew wrote one, John wrote one, and
Luke.
Luke.